Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Beis Omed Aleph in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah. We are in Simen Reish Ayin Gimel, which we began yesterday, and we're at the very top of the Omed with the Sif Beis. The Mechaber says, Im Kidesh Bevayis Echad, if a person made Kiddush in one house, Al Menas Lechol Sham, in the intention to eat over there, but then he changed his mind. V'achakach Nimlach Lechol B'mokam Acher. After he made Kiddush, he said, no, let's not eat over here, let's go eat over there. So the Mechaber tells us, Tzorich lachzor lekadish b'mokam shvotz lechol sham. He has to make a new kiddush. If he's now going to eat in a different place, which he did not have in mind for originally, so if it's halachically a different place, as opposed to we said yesterday, mipina lepina, it may not be considered a different place. But here, if it's considered a different place, and he's going to eat in another place from where he made kiddush, so then he doesn't have kiddush b'mokam suda, and the Mechaber says he has to go make kiddush again. Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot and Tess, v'lo ochal kan kezayis. In the first place, he didn't eat kezayis, or he didn't drink a revis of the wine as well. But if he ate a kezayis of something over there in the first place, so that's called kiddush b'makom suda, at least by the Eved, as we will learn in Mitzvah Shem in tomorrow's shir, kiddush l'kamen b'sif hei. Sivkot and Yud, the Mishneh Berurah says, b'makom acher, haynu afilu b'cheder acher shebos habayis. We said that this would include even in a different room in the same house, even though it's under the same roof, because we said yesterday, kivin shloi so daito l'zeh metchilo, since he didn't have in mind originally to go and eat in that other place, u'kidileh b'sif alef, as we learned in yesterday's shir, we only allow mipina lepina, according to most opinions, to satisfy that that's still called kiddush b'makom suda, but into another cheder, that unless you had in mind, that wouldn't qualify according to some of the poskim. Therefore, the Mechaber tells us over here, he holds like those poskim, and therefore one needs to make a new kiddush if he's eating in a different cheder. Sif Gimel. Im kidesh v'lo sa'ad. If a person made kiddush and he didn't eat, afide kiddush lo yotza. He's not yotze kiddush, even though he's not eating someplace else. So this was just kiddush. That's all he was having. He's not yotze kiddush in this situation. You have to have kiddush b'makom suda. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Aleph, Komash Balon, the Chiddush over here is, the lo temo, we don't say, Dafkim Rotzalecho b'mokom acher. We don't say that the Kiddush in this place is no good if you're going to eat someplace else. Hu de lo mahani a Kiddush lati lo b'chila. Then the Kiddush doesn't work because you're not having the Kiddush where you are having Yisuda. Kivon, Shalom Kiddush b'mokom suda. Since you are having a suda someplace else, so that's not called Kiddush b'mokom suda. So the Chiddush here is, Avolim Eino Rotzalisot Acherkach Klal. You might have thought that, well, if you're not having any suda at all, so then somewhat paradoxically, the kiddush works because I made kiddush. It's not b'makom suda, I'm not having a suda. So you might have thought that that would be acceptable. Kamash b'lan, the kiddush over here that the Mechaber is telling us is, no, you have to have kiddush b'davka b'makom suda. The fact that you happen not to be having a suda is no better than if you're having a suda in a different location. Dear Shufut number 12 brings down, the Inyan Adam Shein Lo Malecho. Nebuch, what happens if a person doesn't have any food? He happens to have a cup of wine, but he has no food. So the Birkei Yosef brings down Shein Lo Chai B'Kiddush. That person is actually exempt from making Kiddush. Kivin Shein Kiddush El B'Mokum Suda. By definition, Kiddush has to be B'Mokum Suda. And if you don't have a Suda, then you don't have an obligation for Kiddush. Hasuda, he HaMechuyeves as a Kiddush. The Suda obligates you in Kiddush. Without a Suda, you actually have no obligation in Kiddush, according to the Birkei Yosef. And this is also brought down in the Shaar Tzion in Sivkot and Chof. Legabi Mishim is Ane, Shein Yochol Lekadish Mishum Shein Kiddush Ela Mokum Suda. So likewise, if a person has taken upon himself a Tainis, you normally don't fast on Shabbos, but a Tainis Chalom or something like that, a person is allowed to do on Shabbos. So if a person is fasting, so he obviously is not eating, he's not having a Suda. So then there is no obligation of Kiddush according to the Shaar Tzion as well. However, could such a person be motzi somebody else in Kiddush? Since he technically does have the mitzvah, there's just a technicality here that he can't eat. So since he's mechuyev b'davar, but there's a technicality to prevent him from being yotzei, so he could make Kiddush and be motzi somebody else. Umitam zeh, the footnote continues. Adam she'ena yochel lechol klal. If a person physically can't eat for whatever the reason, so Dain Weiss Zatzal in the Shelus Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchok brings down she'enu chayav b'kiddush. A person who physically can't eat is not chayav in kiddush. There's also the opinion of the Shelus Tshuvas Orle Tzion, and he brings down she'adam she'ena yochel lechol kizayis. If a person can't eat a kizayis or he can't drink a revius, so then yismoch ala kiddush she'omer b'tfilah. Then he should be yotzei kiddush with the kiddush that he says during the davening and. He's not Yotzei, the Rabbanan idea of saying Kiddush ala kos, because this person can't eat a Suda and can't drink a Revi'ah, so therefore he can't physically make Kiddush. And then he brings down a very interesting idea from Dayan Weiss as well. He says, if a person is sustained by tube feedings, so such a person also, Eino nechsheva sachila hamuchyeves bekiddush. If a person has a peg in place, he has a nasogastric tube, some sort of a feeding tube in place, and that's the way the person gets nutrition. So he may be fully alert and oriented, he just has nebuch a problem with his stomach, but he's fully alert and oriented, chiyuv in mitzvos, so such a person who can't eat has no chiyuv to make kiddush. Likewise, if a person, for whatever reason, can't have something substantive, he only lives off vegetables or things like that, which aren't considered a kviyas suda, so the Chazon Ish Paskin is brought down by his nephew, Hagoyen Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, that chayev b'kiddush, such a person is chayev b'kiddush, because that is his food, and that is considered for him a kviyas in this situation, and he should ideally listen to kiddush from somebody else, but he does have a chayev to make kiddush. Now we go to the Ramah. Ramah says, Hagah v'tzorich lechol bimkom kiddush la'alter. You should ideally go, and after you make kiddush, in the place where you're making kiddush, eat there immediately. La'alter means immediately. And, or alternatively, oshei b'daito lechol shomiyad. Or at least you should have intention that I'm going to eat here miyad, immediately. However, avo b'lav hachi, without this, afilu ochal b'mochem kiddush enu yotze. If you didn't have in mind, you just made kiddush, and you didn't have in mind to eat, and then you do go eat over there. You're not Yotze, he brings us down the name of the Mari Mulin. The Mishnah Berurah explains over here in Sifkot Yud Beis, La'alter, the Lo Yafsik, Afilu Zman Kotzer. You shouldn't interrupt, have any sort of a separation between your making Kiddush and the eating of the meal, even for a short period of time. Obvious question is, how much is a short period of time? This din is brought down, as Sharet Zion says, in Osir Aleph, in the Mogen Avraham, in the name of the Ma'ariel. Again, many of our customs are from the Ma'ariel, and this is one of them. You shouldn't have a long period of time separating you. So Deir Shavuot number 13 tries to define Zman Kotzu, because it doesn't specify it over here in the Mishnah Berurah. So he brings down from the Siddur Yaivitz, and it's the amount of time that it takes a person to walk 22 Amma. We find that as a shear as well, when the time for the distance it takes for a person to go from the Tila Sidaim to the eating of the Hamotzi. It's also brought down 22 Amma. Another opinion from Rav Nissen Karolitz Shlita, Sheshehiya Nechsheves Hefsik, how much is considered a significant interruption? Bishir Sheyesh Bo Hesach Hadas, only if it causes you to forget that you made Kiddush, so to say. There's enough of a time period over here that you lose track. Oh, I made Kiddush and now I have to eat. And he brings down from Avayashiv Zetzal, Sha'al Koponim Mutalishos Dakos Mu'utos Bein HaKiddush L'Suda. Certainly, one shouldn't go crazy. Oh, I paused 12 seconds in between making Kiddush and eating, so that's not considered significant, but they don't really quantify exactly what is the shear. He continues and writes, Yeshinagu Lechol Dogim Achri Kiddush. Some people have the custom that they eat fish after Kiddush. Now, fish is not Suda. V'rak Le'achas Man Lev Tzol Apas, and only afterwards they'll go and wash. So the Chazon Ish says, he wasn't happy with such a custom. But if somebody's eating fruit after Kiddush in order to spur their appetite, so then the Shelus Chuvus Arlitzion writes, that's not considered an interruption, because the purpose of that is for the Suda, and therefore it's considered a part of the Suda and not an interruption. How you explain on the night of the Seder, you make Kiddush, and then you have a long period of time between the Kiddush and the Suda. How is that called Kiddush B'Makom Suda, according to this opinion? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, Shekivan Shekachi Takonas Chacham. The rabbi set this up. You're not doing this on your own. There's a Haggadah that the rabbi set up that we should say on Pesach night. And therefore, Av Nechshav Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Therefore, that is also still called Kiddush B'Makom Suda, because the Haggadah, so to say, is part of the night Suda. He brings down as well, the furthermore he adds that since you have to say the Haggadah, the rabbi has obligated us to say the Haggadah, so therefore that's considered Tzar Chesuda. You can't have the meal until you say the Haggadah, so therefore the Haggadah becomes, so to say, not a hefsik, it's part of the meal. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Kosa b'shiari knesses ha'gdola. It says in the shiari knesses ha'gdola, d'mi'eza siba kom miduchte v'yotzo l'chutz. If for whatever the reason, a person left his place and went outside, v'yacha kachoz l'mekomo, and then he came back to his place, ein tzarech lachzo l'kadish mach mashios l'chutz. The simple fact that you left and went outside, that doesn't make you have to make now a new kiddush when you come back. It's still called kiddush b'makom suda, even though you left for a short period of time. Kiddush al assault, because the bottom line is at the end, Haisa Suda B'Makom HaKiddush, because you did eat your Suda in the place where you made Kiddush, and that's called Kiddush B'Makom Suda. He says, Ayin Shom, you can look over there in the Sharet Kesses Gola for more details. However, he brings down, and in those Yud Beis in the Sharet Zion, he says that this is further discussed in greater detail in the Bir Halacha, the Eish Cholkim Bezeh. There are those that disagree with this. Yalkein, therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, L'chadchilo yizor bozeh ma'od. One should be very careful. However, ach b'dieved, if there are extenuating circumstances, for example, u'befrat, k'shor yitzorach lasu tzrochem, person has to go to the bathroom. He made kiddush and realized he has to go to the bathroom. You shouldn't make a bracha if you have to go to the bathroom. You should go to the bathroom first. So nirad v'adai de'en l'hachmer l'kadi shenis. So then, you certainly shouldn't make kiddush again after you come back from the bathroom. Certainly you shouldn't do that. Because going to the bathroom, so to say, was required for you to do before you could have yisuda. You shouldn't make brachos. You shouldn't be abomination. Says a person who has to go to the bathroom, doesn't go to the bathroom. That's an abomination. That's not proper. And therefore, a person is allowed to go to the bathroom after he made Kiddush, and that's not called the hefsek between Kiddush Lesuda. The issue for number 14 brings down that the whole discussion over here, that you left the area where you made Kiddush, and you went outside, and then you came back in, that is only talking about where you took a sip from the cup. If you left after you made Kiddush without drinking, so then, certainly, it would certainly be considered a hefsek. The issue for number 15 brings down that the personal custom of the Chofetz Chaim was lihimona milotzei slito yodo michutz l'cheder, that he wouldn't even go and wash his hands for netilas yadayim outside the room where he made Kiddush once he made Kiddush. And this was also the custom of the Chazon Ish. Shalom lotzei slinatilas yadayim me'acheder shabo kiddush, that you don't leave the room that you made Kiddush in to go wash your hands in a different room. Afilu livnei beso, and he even insisted that his family do the same thing. They were machmir on this. Again, this works out very, very well according to the custom that says you wash netilas yadayim before you make Kiddush, like we brought down from the Ramah the other day, as well as which is a very common custom amongst the Yekesha Jews. Then he brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Shahaminog Lahaka was that, that most people aren't concerned about this. While the great Chazon Ish and the Chofetz Chaim were concerned about this, and there is the opinion of the Ramah, as we just brought down, to say it's better to wash your hands first before you make Kiddush so you don't have to run into this trouble. That's one of the reasons. Nevertheless, the Velt isn't worried about this. And most people, when they make Kiddush, so they're making Kiddush in the dining room, and they go to wash their hands in their sink in the kitchen, that's not a problem. And there's also the opinion of the Kaf HaChaim, Sheyitzia, Litzorich, Netilas Yadayim, Bovad, if you're just going to go and wash your hands, Eino Nechsheves Kefsik, that's not considered Hefsik, because that's Tzorich Hasuda. How is that any different than if you have to go to the bathroom? That's no different than saying the Haggadah. Person has to go wash his hands, Netilas Yadayim, so that's considered part of the meal. That's not considered a Hesech, a Das, that's not considered an interruption, and it's perfectly permissible to do so. This comes up all the time. There's a whole separate sugya in a person who's making Kiddush in the sukkah, and then he has to go into the house to go wash his hands. What should one do? So again, relying upon these opinions that we just brought down from Shlomo Zalman, the Kaf HaChaim, and many others, so one can do this. Many have the custom, they try to have the water nearer to the sukkah if possible, so it's not a significant interruption. And again, some have the custom that they will go wash their hands before Kiddush to get around this problem, even if they don't wash their hands before Kiddush all year long. The issue for number 17 brings down that in order not to have the problem of having to go to the bathroom after you make Kiddush before the Suda, a person should check himself, so to say, should evaluate himself. Does he have to go to the bathroom? He should ideally go to the bathroom before he makes Kiddush and not wait to realize it after he makes Kiddush before he washes for the Suda. He adds in this footnote number 17, in mishtoy l'tzorech ha-suda, if a person delays because of the need of the suda, or he left the place where the suda was in order to identify something, levar ezodover, in order to take care of something regarding the meal, so Rav Nissen Karo l'shlita brings down, so that's also called tzorech ha-suda, and it's not considered a hefsek. And likewise, imam tim achiyitlu kol ha-mesubin esedem, if you're waiting, there's 20 people, kanayin har, in the house, and everybody's washing their hands, so you're sitting there after you wash your hands, waiting for the last person to wash their hands, that's also called tzorech ha-suda, and you should wait for them, and it's not considered a hefsek. Likewise, v'chein tipul b'tzorech ha-tinok, your baby starts crying. There's a need of the child to be taken care of in between Kiddush and the Suda. So Yashiv Zatzal said, that's also not a problem. But the Evid ain't a hefsek. You should try to take care of the needs of the child beforehand. But the child suddenly starts crying. He hurts himself, whatever the situation may be. So ain't tipul matzurich iyun v'siluk das miyasuda. Taking care of the child is not going to take such involvement over here that it's going to be a hesech hadas. And it's also nitfal l'suda. You have to take care of your kid before you eat. So therefore, it's not a problem. And he says, Rugil and Lassus came, Gam came at Tolkasuda. You would do the same thing in the middle of the meal, so you can do this over here even before the meal starts. It's not considered a hefsek. And he says, Ubifraki Shabal Nisha b'mok Masud. He says, ideally, if the wife is taking care, let's say, of the child, the husband stays by the table, so therefore there's still somebody at the Suda, even though they haven't started the Suda, that's better. And therefore, in this situation, it's like something that's called hiniach mikzas chaverim, and that's not called a hesach hadas or an interruption. And this is also brought down Rav Chaim Volozhiner Zatzal, shenechshav b'kach k'mi shelo hefsek. That's not considered a hefsek in this situation. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Yud Gimel. He says, alternatively, if you're not eating right away, you should have in mind that you eat right away. And he says, the Mishnah Berurah, Miloshon O, Mivor, from the fact that it says alternatively, or, the Meikara, Lo Mairi, Kishayu Bedaito, Beferish, Bishas Kiddush, Lecho Lialto, Elabistoma. That one didn't necessarily have to have in mind when he's making the kiddush that I hereby say I'm going to eat right away. It's stam. That's the default position, is that you're going to eat right away. And afilu hachi yotzo kivin she'ochal la'alter. And even if you didn't specify it specifically, as long as you do eat right away, that's assumed, so to say, that that's what you had in mind. B'had rashmin and davay the oh, he tells us v'imhoya b'dayto b'shas kiddush l'zeh. If you did have in mind during kiddush for this, afilu emero acha kachonis. Even if something happened v'lo'achem yad and you weren't able to eat right away el acha kach after a little bit of time, gam ken yotze. That also is adequate. V'im yotze gam b'mikoma being time. And if you had to leave your place in between, das kam lachronim shesorach lachzuk kaddish. In that situation, then there are those that would say that you have to go and make a new kiddush in that situation. In the Sharet Zion and Osh Yud Gimel, he brings this down from the Magen Avraham. Kifi mashe etiku dvar of shulchan atzei shitim v'derech hachayim v'chayyod v'agraz. However, the Tosefes Shabbos and the Machzis Shekel didn't understand him the same way, and this is all also discussed more in the Bir Halacha Ayin Shom, and this is also discussed in the Bir Halacha as well. Mishabur continues and writes, V'u adin kishoya traklin gadol, is a large room. V'alach mipina lapina, you went from one corner to the other room, le'achol sham, which we said was okay in yesterday's shir, o kishakidish b'cheder zeh amanas le'achol miyad b'cheder acher, shu tachas gag echad, or if you had in mind when you're making kiddush in this room, but you're going to go eat the suda in another room right nearby, that's under the same roof, o mi'ar le'yigra, or from a lower floor to an upper floor, v'ayideh halicha gufa nishtai izman, but the physical act of walking from one place to the other is going to take a little bit of time, gam kein ein tzorach lach. Since you have this in mind, and this isn't considered a significant interruption, it's not a hesach hadas, so therefore you do not have to make kiddush again in the new place where you're eating your su'ud. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Yud Daled writes, Abo Balav Hachi, if you didn't have any of these conditions in mind, either you're eating right away, you had in mind you're going to eat right away, you had in mind you're going to eat in another place, and therefore the delay is not considered a significant delay by you walking to that other place, then we said that you have to go make kiddush again. And the Mishnah Berurah says, "Hainu shelo ha'isadaito lechom yad." You didn't have in mind to eat right away. Kigon shadaito lahafsik b'droim achayim. For whatever the reason, you were going to interrupt with something v'hafsik, and you did in fact interrupt. Afilu ha'yahafsik achakach machmasonis. Even if then something else came along and interrupted you that wasn't expected, af shochal achar zeh b'mokum kiddush. And even though you then did eat the suda in the place of kiddush, you were not retroactively yotze lo yotze. You have to make kiddush again. And if the hefsik was, however, something that came up was because of the suda, then it's not considered a hefsik. Lo chashiv hefsik. Now we finish off the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Bimhaya b'daito shelo lecho sham miyad." If you had in mind that you weren't going to eat there right away, the nimlach v'yochol, but then you did go and eat there right away, you are still yotza. That's not a problem because you are eating there right away, and even though you didn't intend to eat there right away, you are physically eating there right away, so that counts. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkan Tezvav, Pirush. What was in mind when you first made kiddush? You said, I'm going to eat in a few minutes. I'm going to wait a certain amount of time. Or likewise, you're intending to eat in another house, and it would take a while to get there. But if you changed your mind subsequently, and you did eat in the place where you made kiddush, ain tzarich la'asuv kaddish. You don't have to make another kiddush over here right now, even though you originally intended to wait a while or to eat in another place. If you do decide to eat right now in the place where you made kiddush, you are, in fact, yotze, and do not have to make another kiddush again. This concludes today's shir.